Welcome, Monica, Peter, down on the show, coming to you live from Australia. The time here, 8:30, the usual time. You're with me now for 2 hours. The lines are open right from the start. No set agenda, as usual. Ring in. Give me a hard time. Give me a good time, if you wish. And put me on the spot. Any topic, any discussion. But if there's no calls, which sometimes there isn't, I'll be talking about some of the latest scientific undercovering of 9/11, which proves beyond a shadow of doubt that it was a seismic event that brought the building down, i.e. Internal demolition and the like, because the seismic data has been analysed and it certainly wasn't Boeing aircraft. And as I told you before, there was no Boeing at any building anyway at any time during 9/11, including the Pentagon. And as I told you again, that the aircraft that was allegedly to have come down in the field with an heroic fight between the passengers and the so-called Islamic terrorists was another false flag, because that aircraft is the only aircraft that's been accounted for that was taken out by the National Guard, i.e. missiled, and didn't come down in the field where the memorial is. It actually disintegrated in flight after the missile attack and fell into a forest where it demolitioned a house. And the commander of that aircraft that was in charge of firing the missiles was duly awarded, as was the squadron. And that award ceremony is well documented, so you don't have to take my word for it. So there's more coming to light all the time, and all we can hope and pray for is that there is a genuine inquiry where the real experts will tell you the truth. I'm one such expert in the performance of aircraft and what happens to an aircraft in a crash scenario, etc. But you don't have to listen to me. You can go to Pilots for 9/11, who are the guys that actually flew the actual aircraft that were involved or allegedly involved, and worked for United and American Airlines. And as I said, data was recorded from the aircraft, from both aircraft, that was allegedly hit the North and South Tower. They were still flying some 20 minutes after the so-called impact. So enough of that. We can come back to that later on. But there is new seismic area available from a very well-renowned French guy, which I'll give details out during the program. And, of course, the other good news, we're coming up to the break soon, but I just thought, you know, I have a soft spot for Gaza and the Palestinians. I always have done. And it's good news that the UN at last have been forced to accepting that country as a member state, which is the first step to full sovereignty. Obviously, that's upset the Americans, believe it or not, i.e. at presidential and Congress level. But for the ordinary Americans, I think they're very much behind it, the same that I am. And it just so happened that Netanyahu now, just to upset the program a little bit more, has decided to carry on building in West Bank. So you can see there's some real good stirring up going on there. So get on the phone, folks, and let's do some stirring at this end, because we're pretty good at stirring, because we speak the truth on RBN. The number to ring in is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. My website, www.air, spelt E-Y-R-E, international.wordpress.com. And if you can go on there, you'll see various ads for gold and bullion inquiries and Alison C. And I've actually received my first request. Okay, we're on the break. We'll see you shortly.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Time after time, I've done my sentence.
Welcome back and good morning, America. This is the Peter Eyre Down Under Show coming to you live from Australia. We've just got over the first break. It's almost 20:40 p.m. here. Quite a cool day for a change. We've been sitting on the very high 30s, but now it's a very pleasant cool day with lots of cloud. So you know my situation. I don't have a lot here, and I certainly don't have a fridge, so I'm building myself up. And I had quite an exciting weekend. I went to a garage sale or car boot sale. I don't know what you guys call it over there, but there were some wonderful donations have been made, so I made some really good purchases, quite cheap with what little money I've got, and I actually scored myself a small old barbecue, but it's cleaned up quite well, with a gas bottle incorporated, so that gives me a little bit more flexibility. I got a fairly decrepit old freezer, but nonetheless, we've got a freezer now, so we can actually store food a bit longer. So I put the butter in, freeze it, and then take it out later and just thaw it enough to be able to scrape a bit off and put it back in. And no doubt I'll get down to getting a fridge eventually. I've had some wonderful support on that side, especially people up in Alaska. And I'll just give you some advance notification. I will be hopefully doing every night this week except Thursday night, or that's Thursday morning your time. Because once again, I've been called upon to help this lady with multiple sclerosis, which is a very aggressive, advanced type. But this lady, who's a very professional architect and interior designer, well known in Melbourne, incidentally, who's now relocated with her mum and dad to try and recover, she's convinced that she's going to kick MS in the bum, or in the butt, as you say, and he's going to go back to work. That's quite an achievement, and I would really like to focus on trying to help this woman, either through Rotary International or Lions. So if there's any Rotarians or Lions out there that want to bite into something very meaningful, I think she would be an ambassador for the for those that are severely handicapped, because she can't walk, she's in a wheelchair, she uses a little dot on her forehead for using the computer, which focuses on the dot, so she just nods at the letters, and she's not mobile, unfortunately. As far as going outside, she has to get a taxi with a special fitting when she can, and I've said, if I have my way, and I've always done this sort of thing, I would like to raise money to get her a vehicle, to make her independent instead of a taxi, to get her out more, because she really does go quite well when she's out there, as we experienced the other day. And also I'd like to get a computer that uses the iris of your eye as the focal point, and you can type much quicker. And I believe with these two things in place, Joanne is a name, I think I can get her back in the workforce. And just think what a major breakthrough, because she's confident. Instead of going downhill, which is, you know, conventional MS, this woman's going to turn her life around, and she, believe me, she's very determined. The downside, of course, is that I go along, because of my ex-medical background, I go as a sort of an observer and helper and read the checklist for the nurse that's in charge, so that they can get her in and out of bed. And getting her into bed, last night in particular, we started at 8 o'clock, and it took us till 11:30 to get her in bed. And she was quite distraught, because she goes into muscular spasms. You've only got to touch her momentarily on certain parts of her body, and she goes into a spasm attack. And it's so distressing, I can assure you. And for the woman to go through that, and then wake up the next morning as if nothing had happened, and then, of course, be motivated to go back to work. You know where I'm coming from anyway. It's our duty of care to help all people, and I consider being a survivor of cancer myself, being a survivor of tuberculosis, being a survivor of a poisonous spider that stayed in my system for almost 15 years, giving me malaria-type symptoms, and being a survivor of war zones, and we can go on, and being a survivor of intimidation and death threats in the UK, and doing what I'm doing now, I can still consider myself very, very lucky compared to Joanne. So I hope you enjoyed that little moment. Now I've got a reason for you to ring in, because I've had lots of complaints about the echo effect, the sound quality of my broadcast. And as I explained on air so many times, when you're in an empty room with no curtains, you're going to get an echo. Anyway, I'm pleased to announce that the room I'm in now, which is a bedroom, there is no furniture in it whatsoever, but guess what? I've got curtains up. And I put away my headset and boom microphone, which was a really cheap $1 job, which didn't enhance the problem. And now I've got, from the garage sale, some cheap English speakers. I had to change the plug because the adapter was different. And now I've got a second-hand professional microphone. So perhaps there's somebody out there, not the studio, I mean ordinary listeners, that can ring in on 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And just let me know about the quality of the broadcast. Is it better, the same, or what? And that's a good way of getting you on the air anyway. And then once I've got you, I'm going to try and hang on to you and get you talking about a topic. So the topics, again, is that there is new seismic evidence beyond a shadow of doubt that 9/11 was a seismic event, i.e. internal explosions, free fall of the building, whatever you want to call it, totally unrelated to an aircraft attack. That's one aspect of it. From the aviation aspect, I've already told you, being an aviation expert and an aviation consultant, no aircraft, no Boeing hit any of those buildings, and it was certainly a cruise missile that took out the Pentagon. Why did it take out the Pentagon? Because where that missile hit was under investigation for what appears to be a $1.5 trillion fraud or whatever, which Donald Rumsfeld, that evil satanic man that should be put to death or spend the rest of his life in Siberia, I don't care what you do with him, but you're still harbouring him, you're still supporting him, and perhaps you'd like to put Dick Cheney with him as well, and perhaps Mr. Bush Senior and Bush Junior. I guess I could ask you the question, when was the last time you had a decent political figure in Congress? When was the last time you had a decent president? I can't even recall. I mean, Ronald Reagan was, I suppose, getting on the way, but he took you to war, having agreed with Margaret Thatcher, the Iron Lady of England, so that's not much of a reference, is it, really? And now you've got Obama, who got the Nobel Peace Prize for going to war. I think that's incredible. How can you get a peace prize when you're still at war? Anyway, that's that. There's many other things. As we started in the conversation last week, I told you that there was someone that gave some secrets out, who was a bodyguard during the Nazi regime. And he died in 1999, and he revealed substantial evidence that the Bush family are German. They're more than German, they're actually Nazis. That isn't their name at all. Most of them and the ex-SS people, all those that got a name on their heads, were ushered into, well, some went to the Iron Curtain to work in Russia for America, UK and Europe, but a vast majority of them came to America without passport, total illegal entrance into your country. And of course, one of them, Mr. Scherf, as he was called then, Mr. George Bush Senior, became your president. And he was very much involved, as were his relatives, i.e. Prescott Bush, who did business with the Nazis during World War II. So there you go. You've got some really good characters there with very good, strong references. You know, the sort of guy that you'd want to bring home, your daughter would like to bring home to meet your mum and dad. I'm sorry for taking it to that sort of level, but you know where I'm coming from. Boy, have you had some crap presidents, and you've got a lot of crap in Congress. A lot of Zionistic support there, who have total control of your country. And if you want to change the topic again, as I've told you so many times before, America is not owned by America. It's owned by the Crown in London, but not the Royal Crown, but the Crown Templar. And then they are subservient to the Jesuit priests in Rome. So we're all victims of the New World Order. We're all slaves to the New World Order, and their intention, of course, is to eliminate you, eliminate your religion, take away your pride of country, take away your sovereignty, leave you with nothing, make you unemployed, then do a foreclosure on the house. By this time, you're severely depressed, you'll take to the bottle and become an alcoholic, or they'll even help you along with drugs or whatever. That is the way our society is going, and that's only just touching the surface. And don't forget, as I said, the best thing for anyone is to go in for gold bullion or silver bullion, because money is on the way out. We're coming up to a break, folks, and let's have you on the phone on the other side of the break. I hope this can wind you up in the early hours of this morning. And if you're driving, please.
Would you like to reclaim lost health? Are supplements only getting you so far? Hey folks, my name is Franklin. I had a heart attack in 2006 that left me with a damaged valve, working at only 20% capacity and odds against being here now. Then I found RNA Drops, a patented complement formula that creates perfect cells in your body. My perfect cells helped me to regain heart function and more. What could your body do with perfect cells? For a limited time, you can find out for free. Go to franklinsrnadrops.com and get a free mini bottle, valued at $50 on its way. Just pay shipping and handling. While you're there, you can view our growing line of products and hear amazing stories of what these products have done for others. My story is there as well. That's franklinsrnadrops.com. Start reclaiming your health today by giving your body what it needs. I cannot wait to hear what your perfect cells are doing for you. Thank you.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome back, America, and good morning to the Peter Airdan of the show, coming to you live from Australia. The time almost 5 minutes to nine, and we've got an hour and a half left. The lines are open, 800-313-9443. And if you'd just like even to call in and just let me know the quality of the microphone that I've bought, which is second hand, and see if it's coming through a little bit clearer. Some of you had great difficulty listening to me, and I guess, you know, I've got that English accent as well, which sometimes doesn't go down. But I can always respond to that in a sarcastic way, if I dare say that, in a funny way. Just remember, folks, that we in England invented the language. You guys ruined it. Sorry about that. I don't mean that. That was just a joke, okay? So don't take it to heart. Okay, we're coming back again to just changing the topic. I have to do this for the benefit of RBN and my co-author, which is Paul Dropton, but just to remind you the value of Allicin C, that wonderful natural antibiotic that was created by a British scientist who found a way of earmarking a way of getting rid of such super drugs, super bugs as the MRSA, which is all over most of the UK hospitals, have been very, very difficult to get rid of. It's, as you know, resistant to most, shall we say, pharmaceutical antibiotics, but for some reason, Allicin C, which is made during the initial crushing of garlic, they just momentarily seize it. And that product, which they get in that early stages, is called Allicin. And so Peter Joslin created this wonderful drug. which now is deadly to MRSA and very beneficial to your general health, your heart, your circulatory system, and anything that complements those two things obviously is good for the brain. So enough of the adverts. The lines are open, 800-313-9443. I can recall when we first started, or when I first started broadcasting from Australia, having got myself out of the UK, and eventually I moved through Latin America a few times. You heard some broadcasts from there, and now, of course, in Australia, where I feel a lot safer. The only problem is the speed and haste that I left England literally meant I came with nothing. So I'm starting right at the bottom. So it's imperative that we get this radio fired up here, and also to compliment RBN and Paul Drockton, because it really does make a difference, and it's imperative that we keep RBN alive. And when we throw topics in of the nature that I throw in, remember, I don't print anything I can't prove, then look at my website, www.air, that's E-Y-R-E, international.wordpress.com, and you'll see an array of 250 or so articles, absolutely as hard-hitting as you want to make them. I reveal all the false flags that have been going on since Vietnam and continue to go on. And, of course, the greatest one of all is when you saw the dear old mayor, Hillary Clinton, with President Obama in the ready room watching the attack on the Bin Laden compound and the death of Bin Laden, and how horrified Hillary Clinton. I find that quite amazing, you know, how people can have a facial expression looking at a blank screen, because Bin Laden died on the 14th of December in 2001 in a military hospital in Rawalpindi from very serious kidney problems, and in turn other problems relating to his enormous size, oversized heart, etc., etc. The man wasn't even capable, even if he was involved in it, he wasn't capable of doing anything to do with 9/11, which he denounced anyway. And we all know that was a false flag. Okay, we've got a caller, so we better keep him on. James from Pennsylvania. Good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hi. Is the quality of the broadcast better, or haven't you been on air before?
Your sound quality is great, man. I mean, your little low-tech, high-tech solution seems to be working quite nicely. I mean,
well, don't you think it's incredible that you can get a professional microphone from the Lions Club or Rotary International and stick it up your butt and the quality goes through the roof?
Yeah, I know. It's like, I'm a great advocate of flea markets and things like that, because I've picked up a lot of good workable used equipment. I mean, I'm talking right now on a little Mickey Mouse speakerphone that seems to be working real good, and I've had it for years.
Yeah, well, of course, when you mention Mickey Mouse, I think of the author of Mickey Mouse, and then I think of the New World Order, so I think we better change the subject. Anyway,
yeah.
James, you carry on. Sorry to interrupt you. Carry on, please.
Okay, Peter, there's a thing that you had touched on at the beginning of the show about seismic signatures and such, and that some of the things that occurred, the anomalies that happened in 9/11. You know, of course, there were the directed energy weapons they used on the towers. Also, are you aware of Field McConnell and Abel Danger, which were the people that were basically the Air Force unit that brought down the plane in Skanksville or Shanksville, whatever it is?
Yeah, that was the I believe it was the, was it the North Dakota National Guard? Oh, sorry, James, we've got a break coming up, so just be prepared. As soon as, here we go, we've got the break. I'll be back shortly.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time after time, I've done my sentence.
Welcome back to the Peter Eyre Down Under Show, coming to you live from Australia. It's almost 5 minutes past night in the evening. We're about 15 and a half hours ahead of you guys, depending on where you are in the States. I'm currently talking with James from Pennsylvania, but just before I go back to him, I'd like to draw your attention. We're currently talking about 9/11 and the fact that the seismic experts in France have proven beyond a shadow of doubt that the seismic readings of everything that took place on the three towers in particular had no reference at all to aviation or aircraft. It was a seismic event, which is well documented. And if you know anything about seismology and all these sort of technical issues used in the oil, gas and mining industry, you can pick up these sensitive waves very, very accurately, and you can diagnose it in the same way that a radar operator can tell the difference between a large heavy aircraft or a Boeing jumbo jet or whatever and a fighter, etc., etc. Not just by the size of the blip, but also by its signature. It's the code that it's given. It's called a squawk code. And I'll just reiterate again, being an aviation expert, there is a system in both the aircraft that allegedly at the towers called ACARS, A-C-A-R-S. Put it in your search engine and look it up yourself. This is put in by the airlines, and both those aircraft were transmitted, were transmitting data both into the aircraft and back out again 20 minutes after the alleged impact. And it even pretty well gave them some idea as to where the aircraft was, which is 20 minutes down the airways and not in New York, as an example. So you'll see a story on my website, airinternational.wordpress. I've given it the actual title is The Greatest Illusion Ever Performed, -911. And on the front, I've got two aircraft hitting a building. On the left is a superimposed F-18 Hornet crashing into a multi-story building with the CNN banner underneath of it, which shows breaking news, F-18 hijacked by Hamas terrorists and seen going into the building. And on the right, of course, is the one that the CNN used and the CIA and Mossad used, which is the superimposed aircraft, which was a computer-generated image or a hologram seen crashing into the tower. Both have got the CNN banner, and as I put there, if you'd seen the image on the left, which is the Hornet crashing into the building on television, you would have believed it, right? But you did see the image on the right on TV, which was the Boeing going into the tower, and you believe that, right? But what you didn't know is that this is the deception created by the Zionist control media. Okay, without further ado, I'm going to go back to James. And yes, I was aware of what you've just told me. I followed that story and I saw the pictures of the ceremony and that very brave pilot receiving a medal for taking out the aircraft, which he was compelled to do under his orders. And so there we go. Back to you, James.
Right. Yeah. The there's another matter. You know, there's several, you know, seemingly conflicting, although working in conjunction. You know, there's also the Dr. Judy Wood thing, like the dustification of the towers. There are redundant systems that were used, I believe, to on this massive, horrendous attack that represented the events of 9/11. Okay, and these. You know, there's you know, these evildoers, as I'll term them, you know, these powers that think they are, that we are to overcome, by the way. And that, by the way, that's commendable, your little lead-in story into all the things that you, sir, have overcome in your life and the obstacles that you face. I mean, that qualifies you as quite the overcomer in my book. And, you know, I mean, there's some of us who have a consciousness and awareness, and, you know, which actually enables me to have an inner peace, which is like the calm, tranquil surface of the sea of glass that surrounds the throne of the Father himself, okay, in my personal life. But, you know, it's not chaos. It's not confusion. I understand what's right and what's wrong. And there is a distinctive difference in all these things. However, we are up against an insidious battle between good and evil that the ones that are responsible, that I perceive being responsible for all this chaos is Satan the devil himself, okay? And he is the father of a race of people known as Kenites, you know, from the serpent seed from the garden, descendants of that bloodline. Okay, and it all falls into play, okay, and unless you recognize and can identify that vast enemy, which is just actually a few people, but they're I don't know whether they're so much people or more like demons, okay, these are wicked hybrid people that have fallen into positions of power in the four hidden dynasty of politics, commerce, education, and religion. And until we understand that and who that enemy is and decapitate that enemy, we're still going to be all in a world of hurt like we are now. Don't you agree?
Yes, absolutely. And of course, as I clearly made out before, I consider myself to be an expert on the New World Order, the infrastructure and who's behind everything, and I just say it again, not to our friend who's online now, but for the rest of the Americans, please understand that your country is owned by the Crown Templar. The Crown Templar owes its allegiance to the Jesuits in Rome. So you've got a group there. We're not talking about the Catholic faith here. We're talking about the Jesuits. There's two types of ceremonies that take place in Rome. There's the one at the High Altar there where you've seen the Pope performing, who has some grey clouds over him as well, I might add. But you get the conventional ceremonies in front of the altar like you get in any other church, whether it's inside or outside. But then, unknown to everyone else, you've got these people that worship Lucifer at the same altar at some ungodly hour in the late night or early morning, worshipping Lucifer, basically worshipping the devil. They are the people that control England and the UK. They're the people that control America and all the Commonwealth countries. They control it legally at both national level and local level. And America doesn't know that. Your actual Bill of Rights and your Constitution is not worth the value of a piece of toilet paper. And neither is the UK or any other Commonwealth country. And so we are being run by these evil, satanic people. Back to you, sir.
Yeah, okay. That reminds me. I have an upcoming, this is in a way it's trivial, but in a way it's not. You spoke of being controlled out of the bar temple. Like all our laws, our statutory laws, our admiralty, equity, whatever bankruptcy courts that they're running in this country, that I'm talking about my country, the United States. I got a little controversy going on. I had an expired driver's license, I consider myself a traveler and a free man on the land, and I'm subject to the laws of nature, nature's God, and I've been endowed with certain unalienable rights that these courts seem to think they have rights over. But however, if I stand in my power, they can't. They have no sway. And all these people are all bar. I call them bar arse attorneys. I'll clean it up a little bit. But all these bar arse attorneys, they like to think they can control them. It's like a little clique, a little club, that they're all members of, And many of them have no true oath of office. They don't believe in Father's law. I mean, I'm an attempting servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, okay? And that gives me power. I mean, I'm a living, breathing, flesh and blood, sentient being who relies on my birthright given to me by the Creator for my defense, okay? I transgress no laws of Father. I don't harm my fellow man, so there should be no adversarial position that these courts take, but yet there is, and you have to put them in their place, and you have to deny them the jurisdiction that they presume to have, and this is what I'm kind of doing now. It's just a simple little misdemeanor case, but I've transgressed no laws. In fact, I've truly broken no law. So, but I don't enter a plea. I tell them what I know to be true, and I stand in that truth, and honor. And, when you do that, they have to bow to my fatherly divine authority given to me by Father.
Yeah, what is quite interesting, James, is that a lot of people don't understand this. Just before we go to the good book that you're giving reference to here, I just want to reiterate, you gave reference there to like a private boys club. Please understand, folks in America and here in Australia, New Zealand and all the Commonwealth countries, because I know you're listening, because I get feedback from them, that there are four very exclusive clubs, and they're all in that evil satanic city called London. And it's called the Inner Temple, the Middle Temple, the Gray's Inn, and the Lincoln Inn. And having a major, major court case at the Royal Courts of Justice, I know the system extremely well. I've got an appeal running this week, somebody who's representing me, obviously, which is basically taking the government on, the Prime Minister, you name it, all about missing nuclear weapons, fraud like you wouldn't know about, and a downed helicopter that was an assassination squad that did it, etc., etc. They all operate, and they're all bred in these four exclusive clubs. The Queen is a member of it. She has to be a member to help rule the country, because under the Royal Crown, that has no power whatsoever. But under the Crown Templar, that's where the strength is. And, of course, this is what's going on all over the place. And so we've got this incredible system at the moment where all your bar attorneys in America, in California, wherever they are, swear their allegiance to, quote, London. And then London, in turn, swear their allegiance to the Lucifers in Rome. Back to you, James.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I mean, tying in this together, you had the empire cities of Rome, London, and District of Criminals. Okay, these three cities represent D.C. is the military might and enforcement arm of the New World Order. London being the financial center, and then you have the Vatican, whose vast wealth is being manipulated and controlled by the Rothschilds. Okay, and this whole situation here—that's these three empire cities that are just totally manipulating and controlling things. And then let me not forget to mention that stinking little vile stretch of territory called Israel, which is not biblical Israel by any stretch of the imagination. This is a terroristic Luciferian bunch of jamokes who are just really, they're the ones that manipulate and control the entire governmental system within the United States through their media. You know, like I say, the commerce and the corporations, you know, all these things, man, the politics, commerce, education, and religion, and they use it all. You know, Christianity in America, I consider to be a joke. I'm a Coptic priest, an ancient Coptic priest of an apostolic origin, okay, of the order of Melchizedek, okay, if you understand and familiar with my terms here. Okay, I'm the elder priest of the Ethiopian Zion Coptic Church. We are the only Christian Orthodox faith in the Coptic Church, or in any church for that matter, that does not have freedom of religion in America, and that's because we use cannabis, the sticky bud, for our herbal sacrament. Okay, and now, you know, imagine that. I mean, we represent a very little flock, okay, or I represent a little flock in my mantleship as leader, elder priest of the Ethiopian Zion Coptic Church. And all these little divide and conquer strategies that they're using with it's medicinal marijuana is okay in this state. I prefer to use the name ganja because that's the holy herb for God's righteous, mystical, herbal, blessed, healing, herbal gift to mankind. However, you know, this is a bone of contention. Big time, and it's coming to the fore, and it's due to be resolved because Father gave us that herb for our healing and for our health, both physical and spiritual health. Okay, it's a holy thing to me. I fully comprehend this, and until such time, and we have done actual battle. My church, the Ethiopian Zion Coptic Church, has done battle with the federal government on several times and on many levels. And they still refuse to honor our right of religious freedom, okay? And that's a travesty beyond belief because of the consciousness that it has robbed mankind and humanity. The United Nations is in cahoots with them too, okay? They don't like my holy herbal sacrament either. They keep calling it a drug. It's not a drug at all. It's an herb. A five-year-old child can tell you the difference between a drug and an herb, okay? Now, you know, I just want to, okay, now that I've ranted a little bit and vented some steam of truth, I got that off my chest, so now we can discuss some other issues if you'd like.
Excellent. You've got me fired up as well, James, actually, because I love debates like this, and I just want to invite any other out there. I know there's a lot of long distance truck drivers around, and we've heard from you before. Some of you have been in the services and then had the unfortunate experience of going to Iraq and Afghanistan. And like me, being an ex-serviceman, you were totally disillusioned by what you were forced into, realizing that it was nothing at all to do with compassion or humanitarian causes or democracy. It's all about Bush greed, oil, gas, diamonds, gold, and all the rest. But James also touched base there with the fact he gave reference to the statute laws of America, and of course you're based on the Westminster system like ours. I'm in Australia, which is also Westminster. Please understand that legally, and I say this with very strong words, legally statute law is illegal unless it complements common law. And common law is the man's law, where if you commit crime, technically you can go out, find yourself 12 or 13 peers that you don't know, that don't know you or what you've done, and you can run a court there and be tried, hung, drawn and quartered or whatever, without any judges, and the very rich lawyers that you have to hire nowadays are not required. And you also mentioned there admiralty law. We're going to come back to that because we have a break coming up soon, James, because okay. I'd like to discuss with you the power of admiralty law, because this law has been manipulated. So we'll be back shortly, folks. And here's the break.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with a resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Time after time. Welcome back and good morning, America, to the Peter Adan and the show, coming to you live from Australia. It's just coming up to 21:25. We're almost into the first of the two-hour show. The number to ring in is 800-313-9443. We're talking to James from Pennsylvania. We've also got Lou from Florida. I think we've had Lou on before, but before we go back to you two guys, I just want to reiterate that common law is still in existence, right? I've challenged the system. I've had a case going, a case that would blow the media away if they were interested, if they were not Zionist controlled, covering from missing nuclear weapons, both British and American, by gross neglect, allowing them to be stolen, allowing them to be sold on the black market, allowing us then to go to war to pursue them, etc. Prime ministers involved, presidents involved, you name it. Massive, massive fraud at the highest level involving trillions of dollars in America, in the UK, in Europe, and the serious fraud squad, the police, the politicians do nothing about it because they're all part of the cabal and that's how they get their wealth. It's all done by pilfering the system and then they put their hands up and say, we've gone bust, give us a loan, and then you, the people, have to bail them out, and the bailout money goes off again on another tangent into their own cabal lucrative systems and is not used for the purpose, and they're just laughing at you all. And what happens to you? You pay the ultimate price. You pay the austerity measures. You become poor. You start begging for money yourself. You lose your job because they're closing your businesses down intentionally. Remember, the New World Order can take out any company or any country anytime it wishes. The Arab Spring was part of it. The current crisis in Europe is the same. And now we're about to go on a second financial tsunami. And you've got Obama looking there, all startled and amazed with his peers in office there, concerned at the financial fiscal status of the US. Well, folks, it's not the American dream. The American nightmare has started. You've got an irreversible financial situation on hand. It is totally unrecoverable. And now your president has got to wave the magic wand and try and convince the powers that be that you've got a program of bailout that will get you bailed out. Well, it ain't going to happen, and your credit rating's going to go. Your dollar could go, and the only thing left, as I say, is gold and silver bullion. But don't listen to me. Just see what they're doing in the Far East, what the Chinese, the Japanese, they're all buying up gold and bullion, and we're focusing on trying to save the dollar. The dollar is dead in the water, my friends. Okay, we've got Lou from Florida. I believe I've spoken to you before. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. I was interested in when James was saying, you know, about the Canaanites. James, are you referring here to the people who call themselves Jews, basically?
Yes, Edomites, Canaanites, Kenites. Okay, Kenites would be the more ancient term for the seed line of Cain, who was the first murderer, who was Satan's offspring. That's the way I see it. You know, and I understand the beginning, so I kind of understand the ending, because, you know, you can't understand the ending without understanding the true beginning.
But these would be the people today who call themselves Jews, who
do lie, yes. And our synagogue of Satan, yes.
Now, would you include non-Jews in that? People like, you know, George Bush?
James and Lou, if I could just come in there. I know they're going to fire another advert up, so just sit tight for a minute. We'll be back to you shortly. I don't want you to lose your drift.
Much more than I never knew, and I think to myself, what a wonderful.